who joined us.
This is Clyde Davies.
Well, good morning, Clyde.
Yes.
Hi, Clyde.
Good morning.
How we all doing?
We have a full call today.
It seems everybody wants to listen to what Clyde has to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We are really looking forward to it. I guess it's 9 o'clock, so I don't like to keep people waiting, so we're just going to go ahead and start the call. Clyde was recommended to me by Greg Rooney. I asked Greg who was using the 4 equals 3000 program successfully, and he said, well, the perfect person that you need to talk to is Clyde Davies. Clyde is a member of the President's Club, is a diamond, am I right?
Right.
And one of the very successful NECAN distributors, so we are very privileged to have him on the call this morning and to share with us how we can become as successful as he is. So, Clyde, the call is yours.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. A lot of people more successful than us, but I've been in the business now for at least 12 years in September. I'll just have to tell you a little bit of my background. Used to be in the agriculture business, farm machinery, construction machinery dealer, and owned about 8 businesses at the time, but all agriculture related, fertilizer businesses and so forth. And in the early 80s, when the agriculture economy went bad, it took us under with it. We couldn't withstand it, and I ended up walking out with a complete bankruptcy and losing everything we had. Well, in this business, I tried a lot of things. I didn't, insurance being one of them. I could make a living, but I didn't like it. I said somebody had to get sick or die, and I'm glad we got people that do have it because we do need insurance, but it just wasn't my thing. And it took a long time to get me into this. I wasn't looking for a network. We did have a networking background from another business, but we were not looking for another one. And when this came along, I turned it down twice. And if I'd taken the first time, I'd been in within about 3 months of when Dave Johnson got in. We turned it down. It was a year later before we took a look at it and decided that my wife had had congestive heart failure, and I told her it was going to be fatal about a year before we got in. And so she wanted to take a look at the products. We did. I had a meeting after we tried the product. My wife wanted to try it. She wanted some of the products, but didn't know how she was going to get me to ever even take a look at it. Well, it happened that I had a bad toothache. I had one of the products. It helped. And so the lady had been trying to get us to look at it. Says, you put some people together, and I'll come up and demonstrate your products. And I thought, here's my chance, and I invited everybody I knew that was sick. The sicker they were, well, I invited them. And but I invited a little different dude today. I invited them to come and help me prove that this was the biggest scam that ever hit the United States. That much, and I had 18 people show up to the house at our first meeting, and 16 out of the 18 became distributors or bought products, one or the other. And I decided maybe I need to join this. And so now for that last 11 and a half years, this is all I have done. Second month of business, our check was $5,000, and so it went up from there. But we got frustrated. We were platinums, and I think we were old, tarnished, rusty platinums. We'd been there, been platinums for like 7 years. And I just could not seem to get the people to want go on to either gold or platinum. And so we heard that the convention was going to be here in Missouri. I said, this is the time for us to make a run for it. We will be diamonds. And that I sat and tried to put together a plan that maybe would work, something that I could believe in and so forth. But we were trained in our other NECAN, other networking business, that you need to be successful in networking, you need a lot of people. It is a people business to move the products. And so I sat down and put together a plan. I didn't know there was another flyer out at the time, but it was pretty complicated. I didn't know it even existed. Sat down and put together a plan where I believed that everyone could do and could duplicate. And so, 1st of April, a year ago, I really initiated the plan to make certain that it would work. And I stayed back in March, I guess, because the 1st of April, we sponsored the first person. I needed two silvers to go diamond. We had had four golds, had two more silvers that had two silvers apiece, and they needed one more. And so we decided we would help them get that other person. So starting 1st of April, I called one of the people that both, one of those that needed to go gold, he and I both knew, and I called him. And by the way, this man had, I had loaned him products 7-8 years before, and he gave them back and said they didn't work. And but I called him, and I just said, Keith, who would you know that might like to make at least another $3,000 a month? He says, me. Oh, great. Well, I said, well, I need to ask you another question. I normally don't do this on the first encounter with them, the first approach. And I said, would it stretch your budget too much to come up with a $600 investment one time? If you can make $3,000 a month, he said, it's Gretchen, but I can do that. The man owned a small restaurant. I said, okay, next question. Would you invest $100 every month if you can make $3,000? He says, fine, I may be a little brain dead, but I'm not that brain dead. Okay? I said, then the next question. You know, would you know at least four more people that might like to make at least $3,000 a month? Dr. Lenny says, I can think of two right now. I said, we can start with that. And he says, what are we doing? I said, we're joining the largest wellness company in the world. And I told him just three or four things that I normally do, that I normally do when I'm on my presentation to people. And he says, what's it going to cost me? And I said, $600. He says, why? Why that much to start? I said, well, the first thing is it costs about $50 to become a member of our company. Oh, okay. And I kind of like buying a membership in Walmart. Okay. And I says, then it costs about, you get to pick out $500 worth of products that you like out of our reference guide. Okay. About $50 more for tax and freight. Oh, okay. I says, I'll need your social security number, your name, address, and phone number. He says, okay, you want me to send you $600? You want to stop by and pick it up? So that's what launched him, and we got him started, but we didn't get anyone in his group until the 16th day of April. That was 2 weeks later. And from there till the end of the month, we ended up putting 46 new wellness consultants in his group, and they went silver. He didn't get his full $3,000 check, but he did get about a $2,250 one. Well, to get down to the point, we had eight days left in the month, and we still needed another silver. Nobody seemed to want to step forward. So I couldn't get a hold of the other man that we needed, and I normally never sponsor anybody under somebody. But this particular time I did. Our grandson, was an engineer, was living with us, and had knew the products, of course. We had used all the products on him when he was in and football, so forth. And so I said, Jeff, how do you like to be one of our silvers? Now, he's a typical engineer. Okay? He says, how much is it going to cost me, Grandpa? First question. Second one, he says, can I make any money? We went to work. He knew some people that he referred me to go see. And we went from there with their referrals and had him over the $20,000 by the end of the month. So, but we used strictly the 4x4 plan, but getting back to the other one to show you just how it does work. He loves the products now. After he bought them with his own money, they work a whole lot better than they did, you know, when I loaned them to him. Because he had an investment with them. So we had 5-6 meetings, 7-8 maybe a day. Anytime we get someone together, we sit down and talk to them. Well, it'd be one person or 10. And we had our best results we had along about 5:30 of an evening when people just got off of work on the way to home. I tell them it's going to take 15, 20 minutes at a time. And that's as long as I take. And at that time, they're headed home. It seemed like after they go home, it's hard to get them back out again. But they would stop on the way home. And give you an idea, one of the ladies come by, and she got in, had to go through 2-3 credit cards, come up with her whole $600 that she needed. And she could see that this is something she could do to get some added income. She says, "I'll have 7-8 people here tomorrow evening." Okay. The next evening, she stopped by again, but she's by herself. And I says, "Where's all the people you're going to bring?" She says, "Well, I went home and I read that reference guide last night. And says it seemed like it would have products for anything you could think of." I said, "Yeah, we do." And says, "And I knew she works in a large office. A lot of people work there." And so she says, "I talked to these people and told them what all products we had that would probably help them." Not a one of them says, "I knew the ones that had the wrist problems, the elbows, back, knees, so forth." Well, I says, "I want to ask you something. If you would have been invited this way, would you have been here to this get together this evening or last night?" She says, "No, I didn't have any money to buy any products with. I was looking for a way to make money." "Oh, okay." "Oh," she says, "I blew it, didn't I?" I says, "Okay." But the next night she had several people there. And so that's what we found out. People would much rather have money coming in their house than money going out. And once they start making money, then they start buying products. I guess maybe this is really my background, because we were so broke when we shown this that we had to scrape to find the $49. And so everything we have made in this business, everything we've got today, has came as a result of this business. And because we didn't have a dime to invest. So we are in a people business to move the product. So normally now, the way I do it, I can talk to anybody anywhere. And I just kind of visit with them. If I run across somebody looks pretty sharp, you know, I'll say, "Hey, you know, I'm new in town or whatever. Could you help me? I have an opportunity to help someone make a real good income. $3,000-$4,000 a month. But do you happen to know anybody that might want to do this to make that kind of money?" And 9 out of 10 of them or more will say, "Well, yeah, how about me? I'd like to." "Okay, hey, I'm always busy. I'm always going to run. Hey, I got to run right now. I've got to go. And I always look at my watch. But hey, you know what? Want to give me your phone number and stuff here? I'll give you a call in a couple of days, and we'll get together, and I'll show you what we're really talking about." That'll take 15, 20 minutes of your time, okay? And so, can't you tell me something about it? I says, "No, I can't right now, but I will get together and show you, you know." And I said, "You might even be thinking about somebody that'd like to make $3,000-$4,000 a month." And then I'll usually wait a couple of days or longer, give them a call. "You remember when I talked to you about opportunity?" "Yes, okay." So we get together, 15, 20 minutes. I sit down with my piece of paper, and I'm not going to take any longer than that, because that's what I've told them. And I want them to know my time is valuable. I'm not going to spend an hour, 2-3 hours or something with them. You got to convince them. You probably have to drag them, so I'm not interested in that. If I sit down with them, I go through about 4 things with the company. Our company is 28 years old. We're in over 30 countries. Did about $19 billion worth of business. Got a 5A1 Dun & Bradstreet rating. You can't find a more solid company than this. And I says, this company is a networking company. And I say it right there. It's a networking company. We found how we can take their compensation plan and make small business groups out of it. And man, is it lucrative. And that's normally when I say it's a networking company, you just kind of look at them and you think maybe rigor mortis is setting in. But when you say, "We've got to take their compensation plan, make small business groups out of it," that kind of relaxes them. Didn't I just draw out the plan for him? I just go from the zero to the 20,000, the four steps. And I said, since the compensation plan, and I said, I've been in networking before, and I've done a complete study of this networking, of this compensation plan. It's the only one I've found in the industry that we can use small business groups and make it work, because every one of these levels is permanent. We don't have to requalify again, and that's the reason our plan works. And so I said, we put together a little plan. I said, you may have you ever doubled a penny? See what it add up to. Yeah, some of them have and some haven't. I may show them what it would add up to in the first 10 days or 10 weeks, 10 months, whatever. And then I turned around and I said, we're taking a little bit further. We're doing four at a time. I said, let's just show you how it works here. You said that you guys probably could invest $600. I said, so I put a U up there, and I'm drawing this all on a piece of paper for them. U up there, and I put four people down below you here, and all five of you are going to do $500 one time. I said, this is cost you $600. I want somebody usually speaks up and says, Dr. said $600. I said, yes, $50 for tax for membership. $500 worth of products of your choice out of this reference guide. And I just pull out the reference guide, flip through it, go fast to flip through it, put it back. I don't give it to them. And then I said, then another $50 tax on freight. Okay. I said, now that's $2,500 worth of total purchases from the company. And down here, the first $1,500, you don't make any extra bonus. But then you've got $1,000 here that you get a 5% on. Oh, okay. That gives you $50. That's almost a 10% in 30 days. Know of any other investments you can make that kind of return on? I said, but let's just say that we're looking for team leaders that will put together a team of four people. Everybody is a team leader. And, you know, people are always saying that, you know, I know that networking person at the top makes all the money. I says, that's where I want to start you. Right here at the top, I want you to be a leader and find four leaders that you'd like to have in the business with you, in your own business group. Oh, okay. And I says, now, each one of those, find four, and that's 16 people on this level. Times $500, that's 8,000 volume, plus your 100 and these four. Remember, everybody invests 100 each month. That's $500 more, that's 8,500 volume. And 8,500 volume, your check is going to be almost $500. Now you've got, basically got your money back. That you have only started four people, and that's all it takes. I keep referring back to that, to your four people. Then I take it to the next level where these 16 start four apiece. Each one get there, each one a team leader. They start their four people, and now that's 64 people on your third level. Wow. And each one of those do 500. What's that? That's 32,000 volume, plus the other 21 makes 34,100 volume, and your check will be a little over $3,000. Oh, I says, the company furnishes us, you know, they invent the products, they manufacture the products, and they supply us with products that relieve stress, energize the body, and in some cases will relieve discomfort. And our job is to distribute the products. And so why not get yourself a team of four people, and all of us going to do the same thing. It's perfectly duplicatable. Oh, okay. I have to tell you, I was showing this to a stockbroker the other evening. He's really a neighbor of ours, or he really didn't know what I did, or know, you know. So he says, Clyde, I just walked in the restaurant. He's sitting there at the table, and he says, Clyde, come on in here. Join us. Have a cup of coffee. Oh, okay. He says, now tell us what is that you really do. Okay? So, I said, Ben, went and talked to you anyway. I says, you know, I'm always looking for someone to be on my advisory board, and I'd like for you to be on my advisory board and critique what I do and tell me what you do to change it. Oh, okay. Oh, I'd be glad to do that. Okay? I haven't been turned down on that yet. But anyway, when I asked them, I want their opinion and so forth because I value their expertise. But I sat down with him. I said, it'll take probably 15, 20 minutes. That's all right. We got time. So I sat down. I went through his plan just like I talked to you here, and I just drew it out for him, and he's making notes all the time I'm doing this. And we got through, he says, now you mean if you only got to that level and you maintained that $3,000 a month for 10 months, okay, you could do that. And I said, yes. He says, then what you're trying to tell me is that you've invested $600 one time, $100 every month after that. That's only $1,700 in a year. And I said, yeah, you got some tax and freight debt on that. Just round it off for $2,000. He says, forget the 50 and the 500 for your first 2 months. And he says, the last 10 months, that'd be $30,000, right? You've invested $2,000. Says, that's 15 times your money. I said, right. He says, and here I am trying to convince people to invest money that maybe I can get them five. And you're talking 15 times. I said, right. But I said, you missed one thing. You also get $2,000 worth of products. For every dollar you spend, you get products. He says, that'd be 16 times your money. Did you talk about a return on your investment? And I come home that night, and my wife, Maxine, says, Clyde, you're wound up like an 8-day clock. What's going on? I said, well, he got me excited. Talk about this. Because he turned around and says, you know, I'm captive with my company. But, he says, if I could do this, if I had this in my portfolio, he says, I'm working on that, thinking on that right now. He says, I could guarantee you I would put at least 1,000 people in this in a 30-day time, because there's nothing out there that I know of will even start to equal this kind of return on your investment. I said, well, the big thing is it's a people business. It's a people equity. And our job is to move the product, put together whatever plan you want. So we use this four before. Some of them have changed it now to 4=3,000. Our son's a doctor of psychology. And when I run this idea by him, he says, Dad, there's two things that you have to remember in this business and what you're saying when you're putting on presentation. He says, the last thing people hear is what they remember. But he says, you always want to mention in every one of your sentences, basically, that it only takes four people to make 3,000. You want them to remember those two things, 4=3,000. So that's where that come about. And but that's about the size of it, what we do. 15, 20 minutes, I demonstrate, like to demonstrate about two products. I can carry them right in there. My briefcase with me. I always carry the Pimag drops in my pocket. I love that. For demonstration, because I can lead that into the water treatment system, our PyMag unit, and use the mag steps, mag boys, and maybe I like to use maybe a far infrared wrap, an elbow wrap or something. And that's the only four products I carry with me. And I just want them to see that our technologies work. And but that PyMag drops, I just, you know, I use them in the hand just to show them the extra energy they get. And I don't know if you've ever done it or not, but I just do a muscle test with them, like normally do with the two arms. And then I turn around, and the women, I put one drop in the palm of their hand, and men, I put two drops, let them rub them hands together and do another muscle test, and they can't believe it. And I says, well, you know, we have the PyMag system that we use in our house. I tell them a little bit about it, and that this is like concentrated drops out of that. And so let's see if you really need this water and the minerals that we have in our water system. And so it does sell a lot of the PyMag units. And so I do like that. And that's basically what I do. But these people read the reference guide, and they order more products than people that I've had at Wellness Preview. People at Wellness Preview normally think they know all about the products, and they never read all about them. And so I'd like to get them to a place and then possibly do a rollout, but in that 2 weeks, we never did, in that group, we did not do one rollout. We was too busy building our business. We like that 85 people. And you'd have, on the three levels, you'd have 85 people in your group. Now, we drove that one group. They was, I think, seven levels deep, and the two had 46 people in. Not enough, but we did have 46 people in the group. And what was so exciting about it, these people formed teams much better. Had one of the ladies who was down there, oh, six, 7 deep. The next day, after the end of the month, she called me and says, Clyde, did we make it? It wasn't did my upline make silver and you make diamond. It was did we make it? Because it became a group effort. We had people, they got so concentrated on the poor people that even downline was telling the upline, says, you know, have you talked to Joe over there yet? I think he'd be good. I think you come to get him in than I can. And you've only got three people. You need to find another one. But they all didn't find their four people that they could go back and finish filling their planks. So that's kind of what happened, you know, with us when we went diamond. And we're still working the same thing. And we're finding that it's much, much easier to approach people on making money. And but they all know they got to move their products. Products have to move in order for it to make money. But they need to know a reason. So what is your purpose and what's your cause? You got to have a purpose for talking to people and got to get them involved in your cause. And so we talked to them about the dream. What would you do? We'll get together with them, particularly get group wellness together. We'd like to talk to them about dreaming. If you started making an extra $3,000 every month, you know, what would be the first thing you buy or do that you can't do now? And if you were writing your own check, how big a check would you write? And then I'd like to sit down and put together the plan for them to get them to that point. So that's just a real summary of what we do. I only like to spend about 15, 20 minutes with them at a time at that point, because I want them to know it is a business. I'm not trying to just, it's not a door-to-door Avon business or something. This is a people business, people equity. And I would rather have 100 people doing 100, you know, than, you know, 10 people doing 1,000. The same way with going senior. I'd love to have 3 or 4 people doing the 500, different one person do the 1,500. Because they don't have any people. And so I like the people business. I like a lot of people. Networking is really a lot of people doing a small amount of volume add up to be a big volume. And so I don't like people just buying their way and just get a pin level. I want, we couldn't do that. We didn't have any money to buy. We couldn't buy a product when we started. So every dime we've made came from this business. So that's where we're at. Anybody got any questions? Can I answer anything for you or anything?
Clyde?
Yes.
When you get them started, then they start their auto ship the second month?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I do to get them on auto ship, then pick up about $400 worth of products.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, now you've got a 20% discount on everything. But I said, right now, I've done some selective products. I can get you an extra 20%. And
okay.
So why don't we just go ahead and get that filled out right now.
So you make that 100 auto ship part of their 500?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and I, but see, I don't say auto ship.
Okay.
And I don't say $500 to keep someone from passing. I say, as long as we do this, it'll qualify you for the big bonuses down the road.
Okay,
so I don't talk about, you know, that's kind of negative when you're doing this to keep someone from passing you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just say, let's do this. You do this now, and you qualify you for the big bonuses.
Thank you.
So, it's simple, guys. Real, real simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep it that way, let's say I'd like to keep it as simple as I can and let the... You know, something that everybody feels like they can do. Yeah, I can do that. So we got so sophisticated, or we did around here, we got so sophisticated with the business that everybody got to the point they didn't think they could do it. So we're just backing off to the very simple stuff that we basically started with when we had a few products and didn't know what we was doing. back off to base the original, keep it very simple like that, and let's say it's working good for us.
Clyde, do you meet with your original four? I mean, I'm sure you probably have more than that, but do you, like, make it a point to meet with those four people together at times?
Not really.
Okay.
Now, I'm basically, once we get them started going, you know, you can't drive it, you know, excitement comes from the bottom up.
Sure.
And I can't push excitement down.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, the only reason to have a meeting is to schedule another meeting.
Right.
And so if I started you today, let's just say we had a breakfast this morning, and I started you then, I'm going to find out what you might be doing at noon today as much.
Uh-huh.
If we couldn't get together with some of your friends at lunch.
Okay.
If we get two or three people, see, I want to make certain that everybody gets a check their first month.
Right.
If they get a check their first month, it just kind of locks them in.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Does anyone ever ask you what happens if they decide they don't want to stay on auto ship or if the chain gets broken? How do you respond to that?
Oh, they might decide that, you know, but I just sit down, with them and talk to them about how important it is that this is the plan. You agree to the plan to start with, and the plan requires $100 each month. And since we've started doing this, we've increased to the point that probably a third of our group is now on total organization, probably on auto ship, which we weren't before. It seemed like they just did not take us seriously. But now this is the plan you agreed to. And so now everybody stays on this, and I'll go through and help them figure out, you know, we've got people that I won't take any pills. We've got people this and that. That's fine, but let's just, you know, if you don't want to, let's figure out something else here for you to use it. You think you could, you know, maybe move a twin pack and something else, you know, or whatever, to get them to realize and how, and remember, you got that check for $1,000 or whatever. Now, if you wouldn't have done your 100, I call that insurance. I see, you know, by doing this every month, that just ensures you that you're going to get your bonus from what these people are doing. And that don't expect them to do something you're not. And so I'll kind of get a little bit, you know, a little tough love with them on that.
Interesting.
Okay.
How deep do some of the legs go, Clyde?
What's that?
How deep do they go? How deep do they go down?
How what now? I didn't.
How deep?
When
you keep going down and down and down.
Down. Well, I've always figured I'd go down until I find somebody that's excited. That, you know, in our other business, we figure that if you get a line 7 deep, you're going to find a silver. And so, if you stop and think about 20% of the people are going to be successful. And I don't figure I got a line, even got a line until I get it at least 3 deep. Because if you only got one person or something in line and he quits, you're done. If you got 3-4 people down below, and I want to drive it down that deep as fast as I can, we started a group here last month, and let's see, there, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're 5 deep. So we want to drive it straight on down. They can always fill their blanks in, and I want them to realize that. But let's go straight on down right now. If I can get them 3 or 4 deep in a week, that's what I like to do. And people don't quit normally when you got people down below because they never know what that person's going to do. And so they're afraid to quit because they might be doing something to make them money. And sometimes if they kind of get to thinking about that, I'll tell them a little bit about Dave Johnson and then his sponsor quitting and how much money he lost because he quit. And so I started out about 11 below Dave Johnson, and now we're on Dave Johnson's second level.
Wow.
So, Dave always says, get in, don't quit. And I'll call Dave once in a while, you know, when we're going to make this run for a diamond, I call Dave and I say, Dave, give me some words of wisdom. What do I need to do here to get this over? He always tells you the same thing. Very simple. See the people. Okay? Too many of us tried to do it with the people we've got. And they're sitting there watching us, and we're trying to We just train the fool out of them, you know, until they trade them till they quit. There's no people in that kit that you get, and I hope they don't spend too much time on that, because let's get you some people started just as fast as we can. And that, so that's my goal. Get some people started.
I like this approach. I really like this approach.
I do too. Clyde, do you find people that you sponsor and they sponsor? I mean, what I'm trying to figure out is, are you everywhere for all these people three and four levels deep, or do people take the lead and start going out doing what you did with them?
That's our goal.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to go down three, four,
right.
five levels deep before you find somebody that picks up the reins and runs.
Okay. Okay.
And then I go down until I get to find somebody that that wants to take my place.
Okay. But this seems a lot easier to me because it's so precise.
Yep.
Than some of the other things that I've seen. It seems like it'd be easier to teach them to teach the next generation.
Yes, and we you know, we had so many processes, so many of this,
mm-hmm.
and so many of that, and you know, got all messed up. But I wanted something that was simple enough and duplicatable enough that everybody could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm my wife says I'm a controlling type person. Anyway, so I want to just tell them what they need to do and see who runs. You know, who wants to do it in a hurry? You see, I guess maybe somebody probably knows, but see, my wife 6 years ago had cardiac arrest. She's walking down the hall. She fell over dead. 25 minutes. Called 911, got them here with started hitting her with the paddles and so forth. And between 25 and 30 minutes before they got a response, got a heartbeat. And by that time, actually, her brain should be dead, but they loaded her up into the hospital. And after being in the emergency room for 5 hours, the new neurologist come out and says, well, Mr. Davies, you know, looks like the only thing we can find is maybe your wife has lost some of her short-term memory loss. So now she says, I got an excuse not remembering anything. But she had her mag steps on when she went down. Okay? So the only thing we could figure was, you know, it kept things moving through her body and enough oxygen left in it that her brain did not die. And so she's still around. She does have a lot of heart problems and stuff now because her body did release all those chemicals and all this stuff. So her immunity is very bad. So she takes lots of immunity, and now the J. Green product, we are great product users. We love the product. But when you approach someone with products, you're trying to sell them something, and people resist being sold something. I want them to want to buy it. Somebody buys what they want. If you let them buy it, it's a whole lot different than when you sell it to them. So let people buy this stuff. I like what Zig Ziglar says. He says you've got a sack of candy. He went across this little boy, and he's got a quarter in his pocket. And man, you've got to sell him on your candy. Yes, I said sell him. But you know, he's not going to part with that quarter. He's not going to buy it unless it's bigger. The what he gets is bigger than his quarter. And once that's there, then we just make an exchange. He's got my quarter, and I got his candy. Let's just exchange it. If we gotta let him know how sweet that candy is, we may have to take a bite of it and drool a little bit to get him to want to hand me his quarter. So we do the same thing with our products. We want them to want it. And so I'd love to go to, like, Farm Auctions or something. I may see a person there I know that I want to talk to, and I walk by. I remember one of them in particular. I said, Wilmer, I need to talk to you before we leave today. Okay, got something important I need to talk to you about. Oh, okay. And normally during the sale, I'll never get out of his sight. Stay in some place to watch me. And then I'll wait till just about the time I've got to leave, and I'll go by and say, didn't realize how late it is. I got to run. I tell you what, I'll give you a call in a couple of days. I really need to talk to you. And I leave. When I call him back 2 or 3 days later, he's anxious to hear from me. He's wondering what in the world I've got. I usually never have problems that way getting together with someone. That's kind of the way I work our business. Maybe a little bit, no different from what we normally think about. But I just want people to realize how important it is, how important this business is to me, and you know, so they don't. I'm doing them a favor. You can't tell them that. But basically, kind of come across that. And I'm, you know, from when I first start talking to them, I normally just assume that they're in my business with me. Okay, I always sponsor them in my mind before I ever go see them. So I basically know what I'm going to talk about, know what they're going to talk about, what kind of answer they're going to give me. And so, I probably now, we're at the point where probably we'll sponsor, maybe 8 out of 10 we talk to or more. Because they're wanting to know what I have to offer them, instead of me trying to push something on them. Anything else, guys?
Make it sound so easy, Clyde.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. We make it complicated.
Clyde, which products do you usually recommend, or is it different every time? I'm sure some of the ones you demonstrate in the beginning.
Oh, it makes it different. But I like to get them on 2 or 3 products that will affect your whole body.
Okay.
The MagSteps, there's one of them, the seat cushion, and probably MagBoys for 3 things. And I usually try to get them on a twin pack because we've got the extra 15% discount on that twin pack. And I usually get those, and then that's the first things I usually recommend. And then later on, we're going to want to get on the sleep system stuff, and I've had a lot of people order the sleep system just from reading a reference guide that's never even seen one yet. And, but then I say, now, do you have any discomfort in your body anywhere? You got any friends or relatives that do? We just will include some products in here to help on that. And so, but maybe a Flex or, whatever we might need, headband, patches, whatever it is that I think that they will use and are put on someone else. We had one of our gentlemen, he ordered his shoes for himself, his wife, and his secretary. We all need them. And then he ordered a seat cushion for his secretary when he found out what these products would do. And so that we want them, basically, I will make suggestions, okay? But I want them to pick out what products it is that they feel like that they need when we kind of go through. And that way they're going to like them.
Fine, hi. I'd like to ask a question. So what I'm hearing you say is you never loan a product.
I couldn't loan any product because I didn't have any when we started. I didn't have any money to loan products. And then when we got ahead some and I started loaning products, it slowed our business down. If I demonstrate a product to them, they know it's going to work. I could have choked one of our distributors one night I went with to help put them on one of their then home meeting, and get the old roll out and so forth, and says, wow, I don't believe I've ever felt this relaxed before. And see, my idea is you start closing when you start your presentation. Well, and what this distributor do says, I tell you what, I will just leave this here, and you just try it for a week and see how you get along with it. I could have choked her. The person had already said they wanted it. Listen for the buying signs. When you get an affirmative, as long as you're getting an affirmative, they're going to buy. So don't start, you get to thinking maybe they wouldn't like this. Well, if they buy a sleep system, I'm going to call them the next day after they get it, visit with them, see how they got along. Service, sales, not the product, I went to a sales school one time. I'll tell you this real quick, because this was back years ago. I was in a sales business with some big blue harvest stores, silos that farmers bought, and they were large ticket items, okay?
Yep.
Well over $100,000. And I went to attend to this school, and I thought I was going to learn all about our product.
Huh.
No, tell the benefits. So we learned a little bit about how to figure their savings on their cattle feeds and stuff they were putting in there. When I got home, I went to see this couple that fed a lot of cattle. And I took my little, at that time, took my little 8 millimeter projector with me and a little film of Hawaii. A little 10-minute film of Hawaii. And I went in there and sat down and I showed them how much money they could save on buying protein. And he wouldn't have to be out in the weather because we're going to build a building there and he can stand inside that building. We're going to have a big old auger feed bunk for the cattle to come up. And so all he's got to do is stand in there. He normally was hauling silage with his tractor out there in the weather. And he'll just stand in there and push the button and look out the window and watch the cattle eat. And so went through all this. Now, then I looked at her and I says, how long has it been since you've been to Hawaii? Well, I've never been there. You haven't? Oh, wow. How'd you like to go spend a week or two over there in January when we're having our blizzards here? Oh, but we can't afford it. I said, remember all the money we saved here? And I turned on the little projector and showed a 10-minute film of Hawaii. And she got so excited. But he says, how we get somebody to feed the cattle while we're gone? I said, you don't think you get somebody standing in that warm building? We're going to put a fire in that building. We're going to put a stove in there. And so they can stand in there and push the button. You don't think you get somebody to do that for you? Oh, yeah, I probably could. Okay. She looked at him and says, let's go to Hawaii this winter. Let's go over there. Oh, okay. And he says, you reckon we can save enough money to buy me a new tractor, too? Okay. They signed, but they didn't look at what it was going to cost them. That was immaterial. They was going to Hawaii. Okay. So what are you selling? Are you selling a magnet? We got magnets on the refrigerator. They give them away. What's how you establish the value of your product? The value is the benefit that they're going to get. Okay, wow, how many times have you been to a chiropractor? You know, have you ever run across the way you could make 10 to 15 times your money on an investment in less than a year? Wow. You know, get them to dreaming with you. What are we going to do? And so what do you like to do that you can't do now? Okay. So you sell them a product, you got a one-time sale. But you get them involved with your vision. What vision do you have? What's your vision? You know what? You got to have something that people want, that they want to follow you. So you got to have a passion for something that people want to get involved with. You know? Wow. You've been able to do that? People come to our house. We have a meeting at our home. Every Monday night. We always have had. So we still do. Been here a little year ago. We went diamond. We bought another house. This is nothing elaborate. We want something that people feel comfortable in. It's about a 6,000 square foot home on 3.5 acres. Okay? And we have had as many as, I think one night we had 81 or 85 people or something in our basement, in our meeting room. Okay? Got a full kitchen down there. Got 5 bedrooms, okay? It's something people, one of our cross lines, she brings people every so often to see the diamond zone. And thanks, GCAN is paying for this. And there's the Lincoln Navigator, the company's paying for that too. And they started broke 11, 12 years ago. Completely broke. So everything we've got is what the company has paid for. Are you still on your job? Are you still getting paid for what you did? The kind of work you did 12 years ago? We are. Some of the original people we started are still in the business. And or their downlines are. Probably 80% of our business has come from people we started the first year we was in business. And I probably don't have 10 people in our group at this point that I knew before we started this business. We didn't got go back to the old network we had. We did not go back to any of those. We had sold them on a dream. And we didn't want to break that. That, you know, they thought that they had hope of where they was at. So them to that, we're still in hope, guys. We're still in a dream. Tell them a vision of what they can have with me and what's it going to take to be able to do some of the things you want to do. The $3,000 a month, well, I'd like to have a new car. What's that going to cost you? Payment's going to be $500-$600. Ooh, okay. But I had that, right, but now we've still got $2,500 a month left. What are we going to do with the rest of it? Wow, just thinking about this. People have lost their dream. Help them rekindle it. Okay?
Clyde, your meetings every Monday, are they just more to connect with your group, or is there an agenda, or?
We have a regular wellness review. Now, our wellness reviews now is, and it's open to anybody that's in the area. We have probably many cross-line or more than what we have our own group. If they just know they'll be here, and they can bring people that night. And our first 15, a little bit different maybe, our first 15 minutes, we sometimes use at least two or three people to put a meeting on. And I don't care if it's a silver or if it's a brand new senior that's excited. I want them, get them up to the first person to tell a little bit about why they got in the business and the company. Okay? That's about 15 minutes on that.
Okay.
The stability of the company. The next 15 minutes is going to be on products. And I've got new people there. I want to demonstrate about two products to them. And then I want testimonies. We're not going to talk about the products. You know, that's just about as boring as anything you could have. So I want somebody to tell about what the product's done for them.
Right.
And maybe about three or four, two or three minutes apiece. And at least I want at least one or two that's going to be on a business testimony. Okay? What they've been able to do since they got in. And then the last half hour, one of us is going to get up and explain our plan and how to make money with it. So we spend about a half hour on the money making part. And I can have people sit in the back row just sitting there, you know, kind of nonchalant. I says, now I'll tell you what, why don't you jump up and get yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of tea, and we're going to talk about making money. If that's going to, some of you just don't like to hear about making money, I says, that would be a good time for you to leave if you want to, but we're going to talk about the money for the next few minutes. And you'll see some of the people in the back row move up to the front. So that you find out what they're really interested in. I says, I hope that, you know, I don't bother any of you, you know, you're thinking that we aren't going to talk about money. You know, I like what Zig Ziglar says, money is not the most important thing in life, but it rates right up there with oxygen. And so I says, I hope this don't bother any of you, but that's what we're going to talk about now. And I've never had anybody leave. Never have. And I'll have people talk to me and say, all you guys talk about is money. I says, why do you go to work every day?
Right.
Okay. So it don't bother me a bit. I like what Kathleen Duhall says. I don't apologize for a dime I've ever made because I've helped somebody feel better.
Right. And so in that, speaking about the business, you're doing the 4 = 3,000
yes.
Review. Okay.
I will even go through. I use that, the auto ship plan, and I may show them. I says, now I want to show you something. And I says, I don't want to rush any of you. I don't want to stress any of you out. But you feel like once a year, I mean, just that's just not stretchy any. Now we all got stressful jobs and stuff now. So I don't want to push anybody or rush anybody. But do you think once a year you could find someone that would join you and purchase $100 worth of these products? You think you could find somebody once a year that would do that? Well, yeah. I said, well, let's just see what would happen if everybody once a year would do this. And I go down to and show them, like, on the 11th, 12th month, their check's going to be to a little over $12,000 and the 12th year. Oh, couldn't we do that a little bit faster? Like what? Well, couldn't we find one a month? Oh, that'd be a good idea. So a year from now, you'd be making around $12,000 a month if everybody just did 100. Okay. Sometimes somebody speaks up and says, couldn't we do it by the week? I said, but looky here. 8 months. You'll be a silver if everybody just sponsored one a month. Oh. Is anybody in here, been in the business over 8 months that's not a silver yet? That would be requiring you and everybody to get one person a month. Then I says, now, we have taken that. That's just like doubling the old penny, except we're doubling a $100 bill. But I says, now, I want to show you something else. We've decided and put together a plan that we shorten this up. We just get four. Instead of you having to find eight people one every month, we find four people one time. So I take it from something they see that's how simple it is and move it over to our 4x4 plan.
Oh, okay. You transfer that over. Right.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Guys, been fun visiting with you.
Clyde, is it possible to get your email?
Is what? Our email?
Email address?
Is Clyde385@AOL.com.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Clyde. This is quite interesting.
You bet. Main thing is just, well, give it a try. And don't try to say what I do. Say something. I can't be a Dave Johnson. I can't be a Reed Nelson. And I tell you what, those guys have been superb to me. I've had so much help from Crossline through the years. And because we only had one meeting ever given for us. Okay?
Huh.
Our sponsor was put out of business. So it, we had one meeting given for us. And so it made us maybe, pretty independent. We couldn't buy a position. And we just had to figure out how to do it on our own. So these guys at Crossline have been wonderful for us. Much help. Reed, William Todd, Jeff Van Blarikum, all those guys have just been superb. So, if we can help you in any way at any time, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Clyde, what part of Missouri are you in?
Right in the northwest corner. I'm about 70 miles north of Kansas City. Little town of St. Joseph. I shouldn't say little town. It's about 70,000-80,000.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye.
This information has been wonderful, and we really appreciate you taking an hour of your time and sharing it.
No problem. Had a lot of Crossline has done that for me.
Thank you, sir.
So have a great, great summer, and we'll be seeing you all on convention somewhere.
Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Clyde.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.